From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Voters in Colombia appear to have narrowly rejected a peace agreement with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia in a referendum Sunday. The vote delivered a stunning blow to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. He said he would send negotiators back for talks with the FARC in Cuba. He also said a ceasefire would remain in place. The rebels, meanwhile, are saying they are still committed to continuing peace efforts. Colombia's election authority announced that the no side had received 50.2% of the vote, compared to 49.8% for the yes side. Low turnout invalidated Hungary's referendum on European Union refugee quotas, even though voters overwhelmingly rejected the mandatory relocation of asylum seekers, according to Hungary's National Election Office. With nearly all the votes counted, 98.3% of voters cast their ballots against EU quotas. Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will formally start the process of leaving the European Union by the end of March 2017.
The remaining members of the EU have to decide what the process of negotiation is. I hope, and I'll be saying to them, that now that they know what our timing is going to be, it's not an exact date, but they know it'll be in the first quarter of next year, that we'll be able to have some preparatory work so that once the trigger comes, we have a smoother process of negotiation.
Once Article 50 of the EU's Lisbon Treaty is triggered, a two-year countdown for Britain's formal exit begins. Syrian government forces advanced in the city of Aleppo Sunday. They are trying to capture a section of the city being held by opposition forces. This is VOA News. The New York Times newspaper says U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump declared a $916 million loss on his 1995 income tax returns, which may have allowed Trump to legally avoid paying any federal income taxes for up to 18 years. No one is suggesting that Trump did anything illegal, but paying no taxes would ordinarily torpedo a presidential candidacy. VOA's Michael Bowman says that might not be the case this time.
This is someone who seems to defy political gravity. There appears to be a core of his supporters that are with him no matter what he says, no matter what is revealed. And this goes somewhat against the laws of politics that you and I are accustomed to seeing. Nothing has really sunk him to date. Will any of this sink him? I just don't know, but I have my doubts.
VOA's Michael Bowman. Speaking at a black church in Charlotte, North Carolina, Sunday, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said the nation should do more to protect what she called all of God's children. She said black grandmothers have more to worry about regarding the safety of their grandchildren than she does.
But because my grandchildren are white, because they are the grandchildren of a former president and secretary of state, let's be honest here. They won't face the kind of fear that we heard from the young children testifying before the city council.
The children she's referring to told the council how they felt about the recent killings of black suspects by white police officers. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte apologized to the world's Jewish community Sunday for comparing his war on drug traffickers to the Nazi Holocaust during World War II.
So I apologize profoundly and deeply to the Jewish country. Never my intention, but the problem was I was criticized using Hitler comparing to me.
Duterte said Friday Hitler massacred 3 million Jews. There's 3 million drug addicts. I'd be happy to slaughter them. He admitted his comments last week left a bad taste in many mouths. Voters in Brazil went to the polls Sunday to elect local mayors and city councils. It was the first election since Dilma Rousseff's impeachment as president. The analysts expected a big loss for her Brazil Workers Party, or PT. Returns indicated that PT has lost control of the city halls of four of the five state capitals in which it was running, including Sao Paulo. An annual cultural event in the Oromia region of Ethiopia turned deadly Sunday. That happened when police fired tear gas and warning shots to disperse anti-government protests that had started. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.